괜찮지래요.
어,
괜찮아요.
좋아요. 어, thank you.
This time is easier to make at 6:30.
Do you like this time better?
Wow.
We could look at changing that.
I mean, 5:30 would even be better.
Okay. Okay.
Private, so.
Okay. Maybe we can discuss it and set the next meeting date. We'll talk about changing the time. It's 6:30, so I'll call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting to order. And it looks like everybody is here today. If everybody's had a chance to take a look at the agenda, does anybody have any questions? Or, in other words, I'd be looking at a motion to adopt the agenda.
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Lois makes a motion, and Bobby seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm opposed. Carry. And we have the minutes from our February 26th meeting. Everybody's had a chance to take a look at those.
Yes.
Are there any questions or concerns or changes?
I have one.
Okay, Lois.
I read through it, and I think it's fine, except that after Mary Jane was so nice as to give her presentation, I believe it happened during the meeting where Mary Jane made a comment on the fact that she was being taped, oil tape, and
okay.
She took exception to that.
Okay.
I think that should be noted because it's something that happened in the minutes, and I think that Mary Jane had a valid concern there, and it should be. It should be mentioned.
Okay, so if we could make that correction to the minutes, and after Mary Jane's portion, if Tracy, I don't know if you need to listen to the recording, but just to include that Mary Jane's concern about being videotaped. Okay, are there any other changes that are needed?
I'd like to make a statement.
Okay.
And I'd like it
wait,
to...
Wait.
You can do that
unannounced. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else or just Mary Jane's concern to be noted? Otherwise, I'll be looking for a motion to approve the minutes with that correction.
Motion to approve the modified minutes.
Okay, motion made by Josh.
And a second.
Seconded by Steve. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. And now, Lois, under announcements, you have something you'd like to say?
Yes, I want to make something known here. I'm doing this personally. I understand, and I do not question the fact that our meetings can be taped, not by a sound recorder, but actually oral tape. I know that this is a public meeting, and I have to accept that. I find that to be offensive to me personally. I realize there's a right to do it, and I realize the importance of having a record of everything that was on at the meeting. But I feel as though this can be accomplished by a tape recorder that records everything. If we continue to have our meetings phototaped, I will not continue on the committee. So I realize that there is a right to do it, but if it continues, I will not be here.
Okay. Sorry that you feel that way. And like you said, it is. They do have the right because it's a public meeting. But if, you know,
they
you have
a
of
right.
course, if it makes
I mean,
you.
I read the verbiage. I think there's some wiggle room in the verbiage in the decision, and I'm not going to fight that. But I don't feel as though that needs to be done.
So it just makes you feel uncomfortable?
It does, and I'm not going to continue on.
Okay, well, thank you, and that's noted in the minutes. And then also, I would like to thank Jean Flatley. She has said that this will be her final meeting. She is resigning, so we will miss her and all of her contributions to our committee.
I've done anything. It's just begun. Sorry to have to do this.
Oh, well, we wish you well, and
thank you.
And there might be a spot open there for you. So if you want to come back, if you change your mind, let the village know. And then also, I'd like to thank Tracy. This will be her last meeting with the Historic Preservation Committee, and I want to thank her for all of her guidance and help and assistance. And I don't know what we'll do without you. But we wish you luck on your bike tour journey.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I just wanted to say to you guys, too, you guys have done a great job. I mean, I know this just started, and you guys are, you know, just getting your feet wet. But you've done so much since you started. I mean, getting the CLG, getting the accessible grant, doing the intensive survey, now you got another grant. And you've made some great strides. So feel good about what you've done, because you've worked hard, and you've really made some great strides for the village, and I encourage you to keep working on it and keep doing it, because it's really important. I mean, the village has some great historical areas that would be great to preserve, and you guys are well on your way to do that. So I really appreciate all the hard work you guys have put in. And we'll miss working with you, because I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot from you guys, so I appreciate it. Along that same track, you will have another person coming in to help you. Trevor was our intern for planning and zoning. Barb knows him. Howard probably knows him. He worked a lot with our planning and zoning committee, and he also worked with economic development. But he's going to be working with you folks also. So he'll be here at the meetings. He'll help you out. He'll help with the agenda together and everything. So you will have someone helping you. One thing you may have to do is start taking minutes for a while, at least temporarily, if Trevor can't keep up with that. So at your next meeting, we'll probably put on the agenda to designate someone as a secretary to keep track through the minutes. Trevor may be able to do that and may take it on and say, I'll just do it. But I think with them being new and trying to keep the meetings rolling and everything, it would be easier if someone else could take the minutes in the future. So expect that. And then the other one thing I wanted to mention, I do have some information here about membership in Wisconsin Historical Preservation Commission. They have a commission as well that if you wanted to join, obviously, this so far, then you guys can take a look at it, too, if something that you would like to join. Again, more of an educational type organization to help you as you keep going forward and have a good source to get some more information.
Okay. And then on the easel, I have created a map that indicates the eligible properties for individual designation on the National Registry, as well as the three potential historic districts. And I don't know if we could just leave that in this room, Tracy, or so we could.
That's fine. Otherwise, we'll figure out a place to put it, and maybe Trevor can bring it to meetings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, unless even the public may be interested.
That's true.
Yeah. But it's a nice visual, just to kind of keep in mind where the different areas of the village are, where the districts and the separate properties. And then the ones that we are going to be looking at tonight are the letter D is the community center, and the letter J is the water department building. Just if you don't know, already know where the properties are, just to give you an idea. And then also, I don't know if my term as chairperson is up after this meeting. Is that how they usually run, through April?
Yes, so your next meeting, depending on when you meet next, all year late, you're going to have to put a new chairman in place.
Okay. So think about that
if
you're interested. Okay, and
Barb,
I think... Yes, Lois?
I want to thank you for your time as a chairman. You've done a beautiful job. And I want to thank everybody. The committee is very nice, but I'm not continuing on.
Okay, thank you, Lois. Will you stay for the rest of the meeting today?
I'll wait for Jean, but no.
No? Okay. And then have it noted in the minutes that at 6:40, Lois has resigned from our committee. And we'll miss you, Lois, and we thank you for all of the help that you've given us with the intensive survey and...
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Offering your thoughts at the meetings. Thank you. Okay, are there any other announcements?
Barb?
Yes, Howard.
Just a question about the map. Would there be a way, an easy way to make a copy of the map to have, you know, so the original doesn't get, I don't know how easy it would be to run that through a...
I probably shouldn't have mounted it. It could have been put through a scanner.
I don't know about the size or whatever, but if there might be a nice way to, because I think it is valuable for folks who live in the village to see that those places exist, and it's a good way to, without us having to do anything other than just leave it out for people on their own to just come and look at it and say, oh my God.
I don't know if that's something we
can. You know, I didn't know that that was, and then they'll want to drive by, and then all of a sudden you have some maybe people that are interested in getting behind some kind of movement.
Or even if they find out if their house is eligible.
Yeah, they know, oh, look, that's me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I'm right next to the one. Yeah, just, I don't know if there's a way to do that.
I believe if we brought that down to Green Bay Blue.
Yeah, something like
could
that.
They,
just
do they have
like
a flatbed scanner?
Yeah,
thing?
I believe they got one that large. Yes.
Otherwise, I don't know how busy Luann is with construction season ramping up, but it's just the 13 properties in the three districts, if that's something she could put together on the CAD.
Yeah, I'll check with her, and we'll get one made. And you know, maybe your idea to put it out in the hallway for a while is a really good idea so you can see it. And you maybe want to put something on there saying, you know, looking for members for the historic preservation committee, get involved, you know.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Then you may get some more people that would be interested in it as well. So I'll check into it and we'll get help to see if we can get it copied. I'm sure we can.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other announcements or anything anybody else would like to talk? No? Okay. Okay, public appearances. Jim O'Rourke.
I'm Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. A couple different things. I've been having a hard time for the past 9 months getting a copy of the field notes from the original intensive survey. This committee is required to maintain an inventory of all the historic resources for 13 potential districts that were designated by the contractor. There's 2,500 homes that were potentially eligible. They took field notes on all of them. They drove and they intensely surveyed all of those properties. They intensely surveyed Heritage Hill. They intensely surveyed the Alloway Cemetery. And we need to have those field notes so at least the Historical Society can maintain an inventory of our historic resources, even if this board doesn't want to do that. So you are required to do that, but without the field notes, you can't do it. You're also required to regulate the various houses, and without those field notes, you don't know what those houses contain with regards to the window, the windows, the doors, and the different siding that's on those houses. So those would all be included in the field notes. They were required to be in the field notes from the contractor. You know, I filed a Freedom of Information Act to get them, and I've been working for 9 months to try and get those field notes, and they're not available. I'd also like to know how the public can participate in the future in the historic preservation process. Thank you.
Okay, Jim, I have a question. When you say that you're wondering where the notes are for, like, that include window types, are you talking about for those 13 individually eligible?
No, for all 2,500 homes that were potentially eligible that were in the 13 districts that were rejected by the State Historic Preservation Officer. I feel that the survey was grossly underfunded. The historic preservation officer said a couple weeks ago when he was in town that a cheap survey is $15,000 and a full-fledged survey is $60,000 depending upon how difficult it is. In Alloway, with a 200-year history, has probably one of the most difficult was probably one of the most difficult towns to survey, and they did it on the cheap here. So even though that they underbid it, they were required to have at least field notes. They didn't have to take pictures of everything, but they were required to have field notes on all the potentially eligible properties. And that's how they came up with the 13 districts. And the state should not have eliminated those 13 districts and not knocked it down to three. Thanks.
Okay. And that there are the three that were indicated in the intensive survey. So as we go forward from this point, there are only three districts that are eligible for listing on the National Registry.
No, the state the contract required them to make field notes on all the potentially eligible properties, and that's how they came up with the districts. During the reconnaissance survey, that's when they were supposed to take the field notes and identify and I gave them my list of 5,000 homes with the housing styles and the siding types on that, and they dumbed it down and they eliminated most of the fields from the database that I gave them that I have. So they are required to have at least basic field notes on the style of the house, the siding on the house, and if it's potentially eligible or not. For all the houses that were over 50 years old, they decided to do it on all the homes that were over 40 years old, but they were only required to have it on all the houses that were over 50. And we had, it was much more difficult than they anticipated, and the people that they hired weren't approved in the contract to actually do the work. So there's a lot there, and you'll see it all in the field notes. And the field notes are being held down in the contractor's office, and they will not release them. And they are needed for any future work that's going to be done. The state has now said that they're bumping up the requirement from updating the survey from 15 to 20 years. And so any of that work that was done, that basic field work that the village actually paid for, should be in the archives of this committee, and those archives should be available to the public.
Okay, thank you. Any other public appearances? Okay. And then we'll go on to item number 6, approval of the RFP for the completion of the National Register of Historic Places nomination for 2 village-owned properties in the village of Alloway. Now, those went to the village board, I believe that was last week?
Yeah.
This week. And they did decide to go ahead with the water department building and the community center building. And we do have... did we include that, the RFP?
I sent that to your memo.
Okay. It's just a single page. It seems vague, but I ran it by the state, and that was everything that they needed was included on the RFP. Are there any questions on that?
I have one question.
Yes, Tracy.
Do you have the list of the approved consultants already?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Is that? I know you had said that there was some information. I didn't look at this. Was this it? Okay, when I spoke with you last week, you had something you were going to mail me and I didn't get anything?
That's it. Right.
This is it. Okay. All right.
So we may have to adjust the April 30th date for the to have to go to those and use them in the process of compiling that list.
Oh.
So we may, depending on when we get it, we may have to push that back a little bit to give them time to get their RFPs in. So once we get that, then we'll send it out to the approved contractors and then we'll set a date. I don't know if Joe had told you a timeline on it, how much time to do.
He didn't know. And do you remember what we did last time, Bobby? I don't know if this is...
I think it was a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was a bigger project, too. So I know 3 weeks would probably be adequate. It's just for the 2 buildings. Will Joe be sending out a timeline with the list of consultants?
Yeah, I'll check with him and get a timeline. I'll flip back my notes, so I think I did talk to him about that. What he recommended for a timeline, and then, like I said, we may have to adjust that time depending on when we get that list.
Okay. And is everybody comfortable with having that be done without coming to another meeting to adjust the date? That'll be okay, just depending on when we get all of our information from the state. Okay.
Sure.
The project completion date that stays is July 15th, and then the interviews it says will be made in May, but that we might have to be a little flexible with that. It might have to change to the beginning of June. It depends on when our bids will be due, and we'll need a little time to review that. If everybody is okay with those possible changes, I'd be looking for a motion to approve the RFP.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's approved by Bobby and seconded by Josh. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And now we'll need to develop a subcommittee to select the consultant. I think that we had a subcommittee of, was it three or four people last time that did the interviews? Is there anybody that would be interested in serving on the subcommittee to review the RFPs and conduct the interviews?
I will.
I would, too.
Okay. Bobby and Josh. Howard, would you be interested?
Yeah, I was just about
Okay.
Raise my hand.
Okay.
I can do it.
Okay. It's okay, Steve? You said you summer was a little busier for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now we'll have our committee of three, and then did you have, how did you decide? I wasn't a part of the subcommittee last time, Bobby. Did you have like a
We did a summary, a written summary of key points of all the respondents.
Okay, did when you sat down with the interview, did you have kind of a guideline on what to ask?
Uh-huh.
Or, okay, can we, is that something that we could reuse again for this?
I'm not sure because it's a different project. It's not a survey.
A little different. Okay.
But I can do some digging and.
Could you? Okay, yeah. Thank you. Okay. We don't need to make a motion or anything on it, do we, for the subcommittee? Okay. Okay. And I'd be looking for a motion to approve our subcommittee of Bobby, Josh, and Howard to select the consultant for the National Register nominations.
Motion.
Okay.
Second.
I'm sorry, who did the Bobby, Josh, and then Bobby. Uh-huh. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. And the review of the village raising permit at the last meeting, I think it was Mary Jane that brought something up that told us that maybe we should take a look at that. And I don't know if Tracy's included the portion of the ordinance that deals with the raising. Are there any concerns, or does anybody see any changes that should be made?
You can see on there, there is no timeline to it. The only timeline in there is that you have to do it within 2 months, otherwise you have to get a new permit.
Okay.
So if you are looking at, you know, some kind of timeline that, you know, once they pull a permit, they have to do it 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month, whatever, so you can start the raising project, that would have to be added into the ordinance. And what I would recommend is either committee or maybe when Trump gets here, you could have him do some research and see what other ordinances are out there and what some of the timelines are out there, or some other communities have the timelines. I know talking to our building inspectors that some communities actually have areas of the community that they pick. If they have this particular area that has a lot of historic buildings, if you pull a raising permit for this area, there, then the timeline would kick in. But if they pull it in an area where there are no historic buildings, then it does not kick in. So he said you can look at it that way. He also suggested you can look at buildings, specific buildings that are historic in nature that maybe you want to have that say in, and you can have them in the ordinance and just list the buildings, the specific buildings, and have them, you know, abide by whatever timeline you would put in place. So there's a lot of different ways that communities do it, and, you know, just something that maybe you want to do a little research in and see what else is out there and then make a decision on how you want to handle it. Because ours has no staff. You can come pick out a raising permit this morning and go start raising it at noon. And it's going to be a thing.
Yeah, wasn't it brought up that DePere had like a 30 day?
I think it's 10.
10 day?
For some reason, I think it's 10. It's just enough for them to get in and document it.
Yeah.
Now, we do have information in our ordinance, in our historic preservation ordinance, and I'll just read it. It's a paragraph. No building permit shall be issued by the building inspector for alteration, construction, demolition, or removal of a nominated historic structure, historic site, or any property or structure within a nominated historic district from the date of the meeting of the committee at which a nomination form is first presented until the final disposition of the nomination by the committee of the village board, unless such alteration, removal, or demolition is authorized by formal resolution of the village board as necessary for public health, welfare, or safety. In no event shall the delay be for more than 90 days. So if I'm understanding that right, on a building or something in a historic district, they need to come to the village board. Is that correct? So that's covered in our historic preservation ordinance. So does that also need to be added back into our raising portion, or should it say four properties in that are historic?
How's it tracked? Like it,
there would have to be something
the
building inspector would almost have to watch on that. And we don't have, well, if the historic district is larger, otherwise the 13 eligible properties are it's a small number, but it sounds like we already have something.
For the ones that are all, potentially nominated or could be nominated, it sounds like we're covered with the historic preservation ordinance.
Technically, we don't have anything nominated. They're just potentially eligible right now.
You're right.
Yeah. So would we want to restrict the ones that are potentially eligible? I don't know if we can. If they are not already on the National Register. No?
I don't know.
That's why we had the question with the water department building, right?
It might be beneficial to allow us to review any building prior to letting demolition start.
Do you think any building or just the ones that are potential? Otherwise, anything that came in, the building inspector would almost have to run by us.
That's why I was wondering if there was a database that we could...
We get a year. How roughly how many of those do we come across?
Not
a year?
Not, I think we've had.
So you're looking at
maybe one a year at that.
So you're looking at possibly a handful in a busy year,
right?
Being presented to us to review.
One other point is that in the survey there were some properties that were identified as not old enough, but yet at some point could
they
be considered,
right.
You know,
correct.
To be historically significant, and those would fall through the cracks, and we lose the opportunity. So, given the fact that there's only one or two, or half a dozen a year, why not just say that we need to review all of them? Because the burden is on us to find the ones. I think it wouldn't be too much of a problem to ask us to make a judgment about each one. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I was suggesting
as well.
Yeah.
So having any building that is considering to be raised, now how do you feel about buildings so that would be having an addition or an alteration? I don't know how, I'm sure we get a lot more of those that come through the building inspector's office, that could change whether something would be eligible. I don't know that we want to have all of those coming to our meeting, though.
I think we have to draw a line there.
On the list. I don't think we'd have that right.
Right.
Correct.
So just the ones that are being considered to be raised.
Raised, yes.
Okay.
Completely gone.
Okay, that would be part of the raising ordinance, something similar language as to what they have in the historic preservation. And just say that any building, that we would, this one says that it would come before the board, the village board, actually.
Right.
Yeah, that was for that the delay should be no more than 90 days. So if they wanted to take pictures, but there isn't a minimum.
Can I speak?
Is everybody okay with letting Jim speak? Okay.
Sure.
I did a lot of the research on the Miramar, and that's one of our best historic areas. And I did notice that they did a lot of renovation and taking care of their own housing stock over there, and it would have been detrimental to the quality of the housing stock in Alloway if you required them to come before this board to make renovations on their facade, replacing the windows, replacing the garage doors, and that type of thing, stuff that was discussed during the last round that we had. And then also, we were required to have in this database of the 2,500 properties that were surveyed, it's incumbent upon this board to decide which are the historically important properties. we should not be in the position of saying, we just want to tell everybody that they have to come before us, and we can tell them, no, they cannot knock down the property. The least you can do is have the numbered properties that are, and I have a large map with all the addresses and the surveyed properties that make the list, the land that were put out by the intensive survey.
Like of the ones that are at least 50 years old, you mean?
No, the okay. ones that that were the numbered properties, that and there's no criteria that the contractor used, but they put numbers on a variety of homes, and those are the only homes that were potentially eligible. And so this board needs to maintain a list of the properties that they think are important and that should not be allowed to be altered without your consent. Otherwise, you're going to stop people from improving their housing stock if they have to come before you. And then in Green Bay, they're an advisory city, and people can make whatever renovations they want. That they just have to listen to that board. That's what you have to watch for, is that you have a list of properties that you consider potentially historic that need protecting, and that not all properties in the city fall into that classification.
Maybe this is something that we need to look at a little further for the next meeting to see how far we want to go with that as far as limiting it, if we want to just look at the raising or alterations and to what extent. So I think that we will need to do a little more research on that and possibly look at some other communities and see how their ordinance is worded to see if that could give us some ideas. Two of them that Joe DeRose always refers to is, I believe, Platteville and New Holstein as being really good ordinances. We could take a look at those for the next meeting. New Holstein and Platteville. Yeah. And see how they handle that or how they word it.
Whitefish Bay is also they're the last ones to be surveyed. So in Whitefish Bay, the head of the board for the historic societies from Whitefish Bay. So that's what we want to do.
Okay, so we'll take a look at those three communities. New Holstein and Platteville were the two that Joe DeRose suggested, and then Jim O'Rourke is suggesting Whitefish Bay as having a good ordinance to take a look at too, to see how they handle what needs to come before the committee before permits are issued. So we'll take a look at those for the next meeting, so we will not take any action on that. And then number nine, action regarding the update of the nomination form and the certificate of appropriateness.
The certificate of appropriateness was filed. There were no changes needed for that form. He had no concern with that. But the landmark nomination form has the changes that are in yellow, and there are some file sections on the form in front of you. That's what he had said in his email as a suggestion to take care of the property owner issue for it. So I just kind of put in what he said in his email into that form.
And then on the second page, you'll see the line that was struck, which is the one that he was questioning about the signature of the property owner assures Historic Preservation Committee that designation and installation of the plaque are supported, and that's been replaced with the two check boxes. Is the landmark designation supported by the property owner, yes or no? And does the property owner support the installation of a plaque at the property, yes or no? And our form originally was taken from the city of La Crosse, so I did explain to Joe that if we had to make a change, then he should also take a look at the one in La Crosse, so they'll probably be making a similar change to theirs also. So that because this is a change on our nomination form, we need a motion to approve the change.
We have an email address on there that will soon be updated.
Yes, it is. Is there a vague kind of a
maybe we'll just Debbie? Or something else.
Okay, maybe.
Info at Village.
Does this committee have an email?
No.
The committees in the village don't have their own? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You might want to have one that's important. And they can have one email.
Otherwise, everything can just go through Debbie at this time, Tracy? Okay. A good catch, Bobby. Anybody see anything else that needs to be changed?
Barb, I just had a quick question. Since I'm new at this, some things that probably I'm not familiar with. On the checkboxes that were added, mm-hmm. Is the landmark designation supported by the property owner? Can a property be designated without the property owner's approval?
It can, but we can take that into consideration when we would make that nomination.
So it can be, in other words.
It could be. Mm-hmm.
If you have an overriding reason.
Right.
If it's
important
and
building.
And the same with...
Not ideal, but...
Right.
Yeah. I don't know that would ever happen. I don't know why...
Well, we would hope we could get the support of the owner.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that would might add property value, or it might do...
Some tax incentives along
the way.
Right.
Does the property owner support the installation of a plaque at the property? I suppose the same thing. I don't know why they would not, although that might be, maybe they wouldn't want to draw attention to their property.
And we probably wouldn't want to put it on the building itself.
Yeah.
I know we're going to be working with Heritage Hill once they're done with the guardhouse to find a spot to put the plaque, because I think that they had said that they did not want that on the building.
Not on the historical building itself.
Right.
I think they mentioned there's
right.
other
I think there's
areas
some
within
rules
the exhibit
or, yeah, right, some kind
that
of
they would be okay with.
Right. So.
Just so I'm clear, because this is very important, that a property owner does not have the right to opt out of, and this is a change in policy. Prior to this, it was the board policy to say that you were required to have the property owner permission to go ahead and designate it. And that's now being changed to saying that they do not have the right to decline designation. So I don't know if and the only property that I can think of would be the Lombardi House.
Right, they don't have the right to opt out, but we can take their feeling into consideration when we decide to nominate it. The local designation.
So the owner of the Vince Lombardi House, if they wanted to tear it down or they wanted to change the look of it and put on a second story, this board could say no, even if they said that they...
If it was already, if it was designated as a local landmark, if they get to that point where it's been designated and then they want to make a change, then they need to come to us for a certificate of appropriateness, similar to what they did with the guardhouse. So they would have to follow that procedure if they're already a local landmark. Now, if it's eligible as a part of the district and individually, and it hasn't been nominated for the National Registry, we aren't looking at it as a local landmark. So at this time, if they came in and wanted to make a change to it, we couldn't stop them. They wouldn't even need to come to us. At this point,
because Mary Jane was talking about, she objected to bay windows on replacing the old style windows and putting a bay window on, and that would be a typical upgrade. And so, if that was designated historic, this board could say, no, we're not allowed to put a bay window on that house or any house in that district.
I think we would have to look more at the architecture of the house and the period of the house and see if they had bay windows at the time, if that was popular and if it would still fit in. If it was a house from the 1800s and they wanted to put on something funky, and we could say that wasn't put on at that time period. But the Vince Lombardi house, possibly they put in bay windows at that time. I think that was like the 50s, right? So we'd have to look at each one individually to see when the house was constructed and do a little research and find out what would be appropriate for that time period.
Okay, because the house right next to Vince Lombardi, the brick house to the west, they replaced it with exactly what Mary Jane was talking about. They put a very nice bay window on. They put an extension on their garage. They put a sunroom on the front. And all things that
this board would say you cannot do, they did, and actually it looks pretty good. So that's what we have to be concerned about, is telling people that they have to keep the house the same, which might not be in the village's best interest.
And we'll have to look at each one individually on that. And at this time, it's neither a historic district or locally designated. So anybody in that area right now can do what they want to their property. We might want to make them aware that that they might want to try to conform to this the period type of alteration, just to stay that they would be historically correct, I guess. In the event they would want to look at the tax credits or something. But right now, if somebody down that area wanted to do something, we couldn't say no. So does anybody else have anything that they'd want to add to that?
Well, I think it's a good opportunity to publicize the potential districts and the homes and the things. You know, just so I know, my wife and I lived in South Minneapolis for a number of years, and we lived in it was old. I don't know if it was historic or not, but it was old. And we did research on what we wanted to repaint the home, and so we did research on what was built in 1914. So what colors were used? What was the color scheme in that year? And, you know, just to try and we weren't forced to. I mean, it wasn't a regulated thing. But as people are made aware of the fact that, hey, you know, this has some unique properties, and our neighbors do too, and if we all work together, maybe we could talk the guy on the corner out of, you know, building a second story.
Right.
Or whatever, you know. I mean, it's just part of building awareness of the fact that these homes do exist and there is some potential for something of value to be maintained.
And I think at some time in the future we will be letting people know that they are eligible. I think it might be best if we take some baby steps here and start working with the two buildings that we're going to.
Just
we don't want everybody. We don't want 40 people coming into our next meeting saying, "Hey, I'm on the map. What can you do for me?" Because we're still learning too. So
I wasn't suggesting.
I would hope at some time we will be able to send something out to everybody that's in a potential district or the eligible houses, just to let them know. I think there were. I had that information from Dinah that there was, even though they are not listed on the National Registry, just because they've been nominated or found to be in village eligible, they are available, or there are tax credits available to them. But it's just some new information. We could probably have copies of that here in case somebody sees the map and wants to know more information. But to come to us, we don't really have all the details. They'd have to contact somebody down at the state on that. But there is potential for them right now.
The tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa just passed it.
Sure, if you want to pass it down and take a look.
I know
right.
We, on that home that was old, you know, we had a $40,000 tax credit.
Oh, were you able just for your renovation?
The value that we added to it.
Oh, okay. So you must have been in a potential historic district, or?
It was old.
Oh, okay. Maybe things are a little different there.
Yeah, it was a in a neighborhood that was recognized as being kind of...
Okay. It would be nice to have that information available, but I just wouldn't want everybody to show up at one of our meetings and then we don't have any of the answers at this point. So hopefully in the future we can have that information for people. And if you hear of anybody in any of these houses that are thinking about doing any renovations, you know, kind of let them know that there might be something out there, but I don't think we want to do a mass mailing at this point. Okay, so I think we were just still looking at the form. Was there anything else that anybody thought should be changed? Did you have anything else to add, Jim? Are you good? Okay. All right. Otherwise, I'll be looking for a motion to approve it with the two changes about the property owner and the change of the email address. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
One second.
It's been a motion to approve it and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, number 10, set the next meeting date and the agenda. Now, Steve mentioned that this little bit later time works out better for him. We usually meet at 5 o'clock, but with work schedules, would it be better if we met at 5:30 or 6, or would anybody be opposed to changing the meeting time?
I'm not opposed.
Okay, Howard?
I'm fine.
Are you flexible, Josh? Is there a better time for you?
Yeah, I mean...
But, are you cutting out of work early to get to the 5 o'clock? So if it was a little later, it'd be easier for you?
Either works. Okay. Yeah, I'm not cutting out early.
No. Okay, like 6?
Well, I mean...
I'm flexible.
5:30 is fine. If people want to go to 6, it's fine. 5 is really tough.
Okay. I know sometimes it's a little bit of a scramble for me. Yeah. Should we say 6 and then everybody has time to have supper before we come to the meeting? Would that work out? If we stay with 6?
I'm fine with whatever. Yeah.
Okay. But we will stay with the 4th Wednesday.
Right, that's fine.
Okay. All right, and we will change our meeting time to 6. Is that, that's okay, Tracy, if we do that? Okay. Okay.
We won't have one next week, though, right?
We won't. Okay. No, our next meeting will be in May. And
the regular date is Memorial Day.
Oh, is it?
Memorial Day, yeah.
But it's a Wednesday.
We're on a Wednesday.
Or the 4th Wednesday. Plan commission. Right.
Sorry.
So I think we're good.
Okay.
The 4th Wednesday. Okay.
That'll be the 28th.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And we will need to designate someone as secretary. Is Trevor taking over as interim administrator or just to help with the committees?
He's just helping with planning and zoning type things, so he's going to do that. So he'll be the liaison for this committee, the Plan Commission, Economic Development, and he'll take on all those different tasks that are affiliated with those.
Okay. Okay. And then also there will be an opening for the chairperson, so please give that some thought. Who's interested?
How many vacancies do we have now?
We now have
that we need to recruit two some people for?
We're too short now. Jean and Lois left. Yes, or resigned.
I don't know, so Linda Green, she would be interested.
I could talk to her.
Okay. And then,
are there any board members on the committee?
No. Are they looking at putting board members on the committees?
Not this one, no.
Okay.
Linda's not a board member.
We are, if we're able to, we should have a realtor on our committee. So I don't know if anybody knows one in
there.
And an architect, right? I think Roger is thinking about it.
Roger.
Retzlaff?
Retzlaff? Roger Retzlaff, he's from the Plan Commission.
Okay. He's an architect.
Yeah.
Did he submit an application for?
He did not.
Okay.
Was somebody going to contact Tracy? Were you going to? Did somebody contact Roger? Or?
I can if you want, or if someone else in the committee wants to call him.
Do we have a meeting on Monday? I can talk to him at our meeting on Monday.
Oh, okay,
I could talk to him on Monday.
Yeah. We'll talk to them together.
Yep.
And twist his arm.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll get him.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You just got to sign this.
And then we'll also take a look at the raising permit if we can get the information together on New Holstein, Platteville, and Whitefish Bay. I'll get that to Tracy. And we can take a look and see how they word their raising permit and time limits. Is there anything else? I don't know at what point. We should have our RFPs back by May 28th, but we should probably start the interview committee before that. So maybe an update on it? Sure. Okay. Okay.
I would like to follow up on something.
Uh-huh.
I would like to see documentation on who's... Who has the rights to the field notes?
Okay.
Everybody has
the right
to
field notes. Well, what I would like to see from you is who has the rights. So as soon as I see documentation...
It's in the original contract that the contractor signed with the village, and it's under National Park Service federal regulations.
Okay, well, I'd like to see those and then follow up on that.
Do you have a copy of the contract? Okay.
And all the notes and everything produced by them are owned by the village.
Okay, so I would like to see documentation on that, and then I feel it's we should follow up on that and get the field notes.
And we'll add that to the agenda. Anything else? Okay, so you have the list for the agenda, Tracy? Okay, if that is it, I'll be looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion was made by Bobby, seconded by Josh. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, and then we will meet back here on May 28th at 6 p.m. And as soon as we start, as soon as we can get the RFP out and then the bids back, then we'll have the subcommittee get together to take a look at those and set up some interviews.
Do we need anyone from the village on that subcommittee? Because of village buildings?
Oh, Brad, maybe?